Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is such a pleasure to be with all of you here today. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. We are also very excited to introduce members of the Fourth Ray to today's show, but we'll do that later on. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him or other recorded music and events or his services in general, please go to my resource tab on my website. So now let's begin with the show. It is all about the power of purification. And I don't know about you, but these certainly have been auspicious times that have brought up a lot of purging and purification for all of us. Most affected has been continuously our heart center. Where are we loving and nurturing to ourselves? Where have we not shown respect to our own past and have given our power away to things around us? Where we have simply not paid attention to our lives the way it is, closed our eyes, not wanting to see the truth of what is happening around us. And with all the shifts occurring through portals like the 1111 portal, or even already starting on December 21st, 2012, we've experienced continuously this big global purging that is asking us to raise ourselves up to another level of consciousness. That is what ascension really is all about. It is raising ourselves up to another consciousness, and focus here is the Christ consciousness, where we merge the flame of love, of illumination, and of power together into one whole, becoming that Christ itself that is walking on earth, bringing about change for all. And we all do this on our own individual paths, with the choices that we make. And it is really interesting that probably we are seeing the greatest difficulties with the raising of the frequency, with the ascension process here in the West, because we really do not allow ourselves to experience the rhythm of life. There always is an ebb and flow. There is a day and a night. And when we go through experiences like the 1111 portal, where higher frequencies are coming in, our body needs time to integrate these energies. And yet often we sabotage ourselves and do not allow ourselves this process that is part of the purification process. In this process, we have to allow ourselves to go into solitude, into that inner stillness, into a place where we can rest. And in this resting, certain feelings are going to come up to the surface, certain thought patterns that we didn't even realize were there. And that is going to the core of the issue. You can't heal an illness if you don't go to the core of the issue. Let's say you have a headache and you might take a headache pill, but the headache might have come from your muscles being all tight in your back. So necessarily getting rid of the headache might not get rid of the source, which is your tight muscles in your back. So then you do something about your tight muscles in the back, only that it turns out that your muscles are tight because of the way you're holding yourself. You know, you might bunch up your shoulders or something like that. And then you might change the way that you hold yourself, but you haven't really focused on the reason why you've held yourself in an awkward position in the first place, which might have been a belief system that you held about yourself that made you feel small or unworthy, or in some form let you crunch down and tighten up that creates a series of problems within your physical body. So when we move into this place of stillness and just not do anything for a moment and allow ourselves to listen to what's really going on, we might be surprised that the core issue is something much deeper, based on fears that we're expressing or that we're feeling in our world and within our life. But there's a deeper fear. There's a deeper issue. And this issue has something to do with being part of the human consciousness. We all have come here to assist in the ascension process here on Earth as a whole. And so representatives of the fourth ray, like Serapis Bey or Archangel Gabriel and his divine complement Hope, they're all here to assist us in having the courage and the discipline. And in this case, discipline is not, you know, hitting with a whip and forcing us to walk a path, but the discipline to be empowered enough to stop and to listen and to go within when it's asked for. And then as we purge and as we purify ourselves by recognizing what's really going on within us, being part of humanity, having some core human issues about the fear of moving forward, the fear of the unknown, the fear of opening yourself up to love only to experience and maybe losing that love again, and. But if you don't go to the core of what is triggering your feelings right now, especially after an experience like the 1111 portal where a lot of feelings are coming up, you're going to get your body all riled up, giving you messages, forcing you to stop and to listen, whether it is heart palpitations or anxiety in your solar plexus that translate into stories where you're afraid of being attacked or afraid of not being powerful enough or afraid of not being good enough at work, or whether it's your back or your feet hurting or whatever it is. These are early messengers. And interestingly enough, it always gets stronger, at least at this time for us. It's in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you're not dealing with this right now. But regardless, it always gets stronger before the winter time, when the time of the darkness comes, when it is colder. But in reality, these days aren't supposed to be threatening. They're asking us to go into this quiet time and to rejuvenate, to make some new choices, to go deep within and to go and find the divine essence within ourselves and out of all that is within us, to pull out the experiences that we want to see happening in our lives. But for that, you fully have to accept that you're part of God's earth creator, all that is. And judging yourself for not being good enough is really judging God for not being good enough. Do you really want to do that? So it all comes back, as always, to the power of love. And if Serapis Bey and Archangel Gabriel and Hope, who brings the message of hope, teaches us one thing, it is about love, about having so much love and compassion that we make peace with humanity as a whole, and that we make not only peace with humanity, but we make peace with our own self. And so love has to be the power, the heat, which will cause us to melt away whatever is holding us back so that we can emerge like phoenix out of ashes and become who we've always meant to be. Often we ask, what's our divine purpose? Why are we here? You're here to be spirit in physical form, having a physical experience, and then when the time is right, to find your way home by remembering your connection to the Christ, your connection to your divine I Am presence, your connection to Source, Creator, all that is. And by doing so, you can remember your birthright. You become the glorious, victorious self that again can step out of the limitations that you've set for yourself to learn and become part of the human consciousness, to step out of that limitation and ascend into a new form of consciousness and treading a path that others can then follow too. And so just like Jesus when he was on the cross and he said, God forgives them because they didn't know what they were doing, that speaks of all of humanity, including everyone in that, including you. So it's time for you right now, when you feel the physical pressure and the emotional pressure from a higher frequency coming down into you, like what is happening after the 11-11 gateway and in preparation to another very powerful time of the 12-12 portal and then the winter solstice, ask yourself, how can you fully forgive yourself? How can you accept yourself as you are? How can you fully embrace who you are with love and compassion? And as you do that for yourself, that purging that seems so intense and uncomfortable at times becomes just a part of freedom, of liberation. It becomes an outbreath where you let go of what no longer serves you. So when you breathe in again, you feel so much better and you can bring in even more light, even more of a breath of fresh air, so to speak, to experience life in you and resurrect yourself to a whole new form of experience. So as we go now to a short break, I invite you to think about what for you is the fear underneath the fear that you're feeling. What is at the core of some of the heart palpitation, of the backache, of the feet hurting, of the anxiety in your solar plexus, of not feeling good enough? What is at the core? Where is this coming from, that thought pattern? Where is that coming from, that belief system? Ask yourself that. And when we come back, we will have Saint Germain joining us, and then later on, a member of the Fourth Ray. Hello, everyone, and welcome back from our short break. I hope it has helped you a little bit to go into the depths of your own self, but I understand that a short break can't really solve that. So I invite you going forward to be willing to go deeper, to be willing to stop, slow down, and instead of reaching out right away to look for some outside help to cover the pain up, allow yourself for a moment to feel the pain, because something is underneath it. Something very profound and beautiful, and you've covered it up out of fear that once you open yourself up to this divine beauty of your own self, that something is going to happen that will take it away from you again. And the truth is, you have the power as a co-creator, as an aspect of God, source creator, all that is, to hang on to this. Nobody can take it away from you unless you allow it to be taken away from you. And that you need to know, live by, and have trust and faith in, that you can hold on to experiencing love, joy, and bliss in your life, and nobody will take that away from you. But you need to make that choice to agree to experience that, to open yourself up fully to that, no matter what, to have enough love and compassion for your own self to do just that. So with this, we are going to turn the word over to Saint Germain and Michael. And as we are doing this, you will find that with every term, we are going to play a piece of channeled music created by Mike Snyder, and that will also already anchor the frequencies of the different masters and the ray into you in this process. So open yourself up now to the first piece of music played by Mike Snyder. Greetings, everyone. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great transformation. And first of all, let me express, as a member of the Hierarchy of Light, my deep, deep gratitude for all of your continued work on the path of enlightenment. We understand that at times it feels rather uncomfortable for you, that it feels painful to the extent that you even ask yourself, why be on this path? Why choosing to be in human form at this time? And we have so much love and compassion for you wondering about that and feeling the pain that is not only yours, but it is the pain of humanity as a whole. But please understand that the process of purification that you're going through is not always about opening up an old wound and creating more blood to come out and the pain that goes with that. Purification is also a process of releasing and liberation. It can be painless if you allow yourself to let go of control. Often, you're trying to hang on so much to everything that has created structure for you in your life. And that includes your thought patterns, your belief systems, people, relationships. And we are not saying that you need to release all relationships physically. But what we are asking you to do is to be willing to release everything that no longer serves you. To use the in-breath and the out-breath. To let go in the trust and faith that as you let go, as you release, something else will enter this open space and you will not be left alone or without anything to connect with or to give you a sense of self. On the contrary, this process of purification that you're going through at this time can feel very physical, and yet it is that the physical is changing. It is that your body is shifting into another form of a higher frequency light body. And so with that, you're going to be asked to pay attention. Pay attention to what you eat. Pay attention to what you drink. Pay attention to what it is that you do as a pastime. Pay attention to how much you allow yourself to rest. There are so many aspects in this that you now are asked to become aware of. But you don't have to do this alone. We are here with you, supporting you, guiding you, directing you. But most importantly, it is your spiritual self, your divine I Am presence, that holds all the answers for you. And yes, we understand that you have many questions. But allow the answers to come to you at the appropriate time. Be willing to even release the need to know. Because many situations in your life will depend on the collective consciousness of humanity. No matter how much you feel life has been thrown on you, or tests have been prepared for you, you are the one who has chosen to come here at this time. And maybe you might rethink that or wonder why you made that choice and regret that choice. But there's something deeper within you, an inner calling, that it's time for you to listen to. And as you reach deep down inside and as you listen to that calling, you know that you're here and that everything is exactly the way it needs to be. That you have the power and the strengths and the abilities to go on this path of initiation that you're on, and that as you walk this path of initiation, there will be fruits of your labor, there will be a closing, a completion. There will be a graduation that you're going to experience more than once, as there are different levels to this path of initiation. The key for you is to allow yourself to be that open lotus flower with the roots deep in the mud. You've come out of the mud. You've come out of the darkness. But to have trust that you are this brilliant and beautiful lotus flower. And that every time you go through another shift, another of your beautiful petals opens up, radiating out love and light into the world. And this is so much needed. So take heart. Make peace with your own self. Take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to just relax. To just relax for one moment. To not try so hard. And to just be. And in this moment of relaxation, I now invite you to open up to the members of the fourth ray, the high frequency that is going to enter you through this time, will support this process of opening you up to a stronger alignment with your illuminated self, with your divine self, to support you on your path of initiation. Greetings, I am Serapis Bey, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time. Thank you, Saint Germain, for this beautiful introduction already. My message to all of you is live with your heart. Live with your heart and start with a simple, simple acknowledgement of your own self. You within you already hold the divine essence. The reason why you're here on earth is for no other good choice but to walk the path of ascension. You hold the ascension flame within you already. The ascension flame is part of who you are. And yet, you've covered it up because of incarnation after incarnation of allowing yourself to descend deep into matter, deep into the vibrational frequency of the third dimension. But it is time once again to raise yourself up, to remember who you are, to remember that you're a fifth dimensional being and beyond, and to align yourself in no other way as ever before with your spiritual self, with your divine I Am presence, with your master self, with your angelic self. And don't be afraid to tell yourself that you are a fully awakened ascended master at this time. Use these terms of empowerment to recognize that you are already an ascended master within yourself, to awaken that frequency, to awaken that vibration, so that the forces of resurrection can assist you in releasing what no longer serves you, so that you can be in that vibration of mastership at all times. Yes, it asked you to choose love over fear. Yes, it asked you to become more conscious of your thought patterns, to become more conscious of your actions and your words. Yes. But as you do, you will find that it will also change your physical life around in ways that will make your heart soar. It will bring great joy to you as you recognize the master self is in you, as you recognize that the light is within everyone because God, Source, Creator is all that is. You begin to focus on only one power, one light, one love. You will stop seeing the separation, the duality. You will stop participating in the drama, and you will become someone who walks the path of the Christ in physical form. Because that's what the Christ itself depicts. It is the merging of all different aspects into that oneness consciousness within yourself. And then everything in your life is shifting beautifully. Because as you only focus on oneness, as you only focus on the light, on the divinity within everyone around you, within every situation around you, that what you call darkness is simply going to fall away. And created in that comes also a certain sense of humility. Because you begin to truly own that as you treat others, it is how you treat your own self. As you talk to others, it is also how you talk to your own self, because there is no longer a separation. If everyone is part of all that is, there is no longer you and me. There's only us as one. And if there's us as one, the love and compassion you might so willingly give as a caretaker to someone else, now you also have to begin to give to your own self. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to embrace the illuminated self like never before, in the knowing that the healing you're seeking is already within you complete? It is simply a time of choosing to look at your own self in you. To not just speak and talk about spirituality and being connected, but to be connected to all. Not only nature, not only the animal kingdom, but all. Yes to the trees, yes to the clouds, but also to the poor person in the street. Or also to those refugees that have no home, that have left everything behind, that are so easy to judge. And yet, are you willing to see also the divinity within them or within the whole situation? There is a divine plan. You don't need to know it. And yet, you're asked to have trust and faith in it. You're asked to acknowledge that there is purpose, and you are playing an important role in it. So to strengthen you in this process, I'm going to align you with the ascension column. The ascension column is a little bit more than only activating the ascension flame within you. You hold within you a beautiful column of light. Some know it as the Antakarana. It connects heaven and earth through you. And I will now align the ascension flame from the cosmic heart of all that is to bring this ray down through your Antakarana and to engulf your Antakarana, your tunnel of light, with that higher frequency of the ascension flame to assist in your own inner purification process, but in turn also make you someone who carries a higher frequency of the ascension essence within you. And as you speak, and as you touch those around you, and as you are willing to focus on the divinity within everything, you become a very strong and effective instrument of ascension, more so than ever before, affecting everything. Everything. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to fully walk the path of your true divine heritage? Because let's be honest, you're here on earth at this time, not because of punishment, not because of karmic repercussions in past lives. You are here because you can make a difference in your own unique way. Don't ever think that it is in any other way. Know that you're important. You being here is important. You being strong here on earth is important. You being a messenger of love is important. And so don't let the part of you that is afraid of your own power, that is afraid of true love, that is afraid of the unknown, don't let it sabotage you from the path that has been laid out for you. And you might feel that you're in a simple job, or you might feel that the family around you is holding you back, but that isn't truth. There's spirituality within that too. As you focus on the spiritual essence within everything, it can dissolve and become what it needs to be without judgment. It is without judgment, but with the purity of love. So take a couple of deep breaths and allow yourself to think deep within your own heart center again, as you've done so many times before. And as you align yourself with your heart, always remember that your heart is the portal to your soul, and that your soul is your portal to your divine I Am presence, to your spiritual self. And so as you take slow in-breaths and out-breaths to stabilize yourself, feel this beautiful Antakarana within you, that column of light that anchors you within the heart of the earth, and that goes right through you like this tunnel of light, almost like a pipe of light, you can see it, that is going through you all the way up, all the way up to source, to the cosmic heart of all that is. And feel yourself being held by this rod of power for a moment. Just feel yourself being in this alignment, being the bridge between heaven and earth, and the support that you deserve to fear, that you talk yourself out of feeling at times, but it is there nonetheless. And so now, as you breathe deeply, I'm going to begin the process of bringing down the ascension ray, the ascension flame, through this beautiful Antakarana, this tunnel of light, all the way down to you, into your crown, through your third eye, or your brow chakra, through your throat, into your heart, where I will activate fully to a new degree the ascension flame that is already within you. And then bringing that ray, the ascension ray, further down through your other chakras, out of your root, strengthening your base chakra, strengthening your root chakra to give you that sense of self and foundation, and connecting you with the heart of the earth. So as I do this process, we are going to have some music being played, but do not allow yourself to waver in your focus of bringing in this ascension ray into you down along your Antahkarana, that tunnel of light. Simply open yourself up to receive now as we are playing the next piece of music from Mike Snyder.
Thank you.
So please be aware that the downloading will continue for 24 hours. So simply allow yourself to receive and do not feel concerned that there's anything wrong with you. If you simply feel shivers or you feel a little bit of a reaction, this is all part of integrating something that it's time for you to hold now, to support you, to help you release what no longer serves you. Always remember to let go of all judgments and expectations in everything. Everything is in perfect divine order. And the more you're willing to focus on that, the easier it will become for you. Don't look upon life as you being the victim of outer circumstances, but look at it as an opportunity to awaken within you the purity of oneness consciousness, the purity of the divinity within you. So at this time, we are now also calling on your divine I Am presence to descend and merge even further in alignment with you. Simply allow that to happen right now and feel the love and comfort in this process. You are truly loved, and it is important for you to feel that love, to allow yourself to recognize that when we talk about an attitude of gratitude, it starts with you to be grateful for who you are, for your own self, for your complete self. You're willing to be grateful for everyone around you, but also be grateful for your human body, who is a temple of your spiritual self. Honor the sacred part of you. Don't judge it. Don't look upon the weaknesses that you see, but honor it and love it. Respect it. And it will be good for you as you do. And so take a few deep breaths. With every out-breath, allow yourself to settle more deeply into the beautiful unification between spirit, soul, and body. Feel that out of the pores of your physical self, the light bursts forth into your surroundings, into your life, into all situations that you seem to face that seem so overwhelming. Feel it transform and transmute the duality into oneness, suppressing the drama by focusing on the true essence within all. Remember, you are the fully awakened ascended master in physical form at this time. Own it. It is within you. As you keep repeating that, you will release anything that is holding you back from the ascension process. And you are treading a path that others can follow. So don't ever underestimate the significance of all of this. Always establish a conscious union with your I Am presence. It is absolutely of the utmost importance in the fulfillment of your divine plan, because you can't know. You're part of a human consciousness. You can't know what your divine I Am presence knows. All that is asked of you is to surrender, to have trust and faith that your divine I Am presence will provide for you at any moment in time. And now that within you, within your DNA, there is so much wisdom keyed in. But you will not be able to unlock it until you allow yourself to let go of control, until you allow yourself to be pulled up by the frequencies of your divine I Am presence and look upon your life and everything around you with renewed eyes. You're such a beautiful being of love and light. Own it, know it to be true. There's still quite a bit of programming running your life from your childhood, from the society, asking you to be a certain way. Don't let the outer define you. You define yourself. You make the choices of who you are and who you choose to be. take your power back and remember that you're an aspect of God's source, creator, all that is. Nurture your desire to ascend, but don't make it a route of escape, because some of you are so desperate to leave the rawness of human life behind that all you want to do is go home. But that is not the path of love. The path of love nurtures your human self, nurtures you to make it more comfortable to be here, and then releases the need to have to leave this life into the allowance for the natural process of ascension. Ascension has a natural process. Trust it. Have faith in it. Know that I am with you always as your coach, as your spiritual coach. Some take me as a disciplinarian, but that is not so. I have so much love and compassion for you and where you're at. And I hope that in my deepest heart, I hope that my love and compassion will awaken within you to also have love and compassion for your own self, your human self as well. And so as you tread the path, know that you're never alone. Archangel Gabriel shall strengthen you to be that instrument of light, that instrument of ascension that you're always meant to be. Archei Hope is awakening within you the understanding that the light at the end of the tunnel is you. You are that light, and you are that light for many that you come in contact with. So Archei Hope will touch you continuously to remember that your words make a difference, your choices make a difference, your action makes a difference. So now again, that you're deeply loved by all of us, members of the Hierarchy of Light, all of us, we do not judge your choices. We only pray and hope that you can begin to see the bigger picture that you're part of, to liberate yourself from all those structures that have been holding you back from experience true love, joy, and happiness in your life. And with that, I'm going to bring this to a close. Now that I will continue to work on you with other angels of the fourth ray in the next 24 hours to integrate that ascension ray into your antikarana so that it can become more effective for you. Blessings to you. I am Serapis Bey. And I give the word now back over to Brigida. And it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, Serapis Bey. Thank you, Saint Germain. That was very beautiful. And thank you all for being part of our show today. I know that this will help you on your path of enlightenment. It will change you, and in this process, it will change your life, and it will change others around you too. So now that I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week, and make sure to listen to this show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Focus next week will be the Ray of Healing, the fifth ray. So Archangel Raphael and Master Hilarion. And you can also listen to recorded events that you might not be able to participate in because they are offered out of Clinton, New Jersey, through Mike Snyder's website at www.mikesnyderc.com. I invite you to check it out, and there are quite a bit of events that you might actually enjoy. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. I hope the next 7 days will be easy on you. We are getting ready for another 12-12 gateway, and then the winter solstice is going to follow. So this is just keep on going, keeping going. Bring the love and light out into the world. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigida Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, and it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.